కుంకుమాల స్తోత్రం verse 21. This is a verse which talks about how all activities, even activities that are considered religious, become futile if they are not accompanied with the remembrance of Lord Krishna. So we will discuss this in the next 4 meditations, as chanting is essentially centered on the remembrance of Krishna. So these same activities, if they are done without the chanting of the holy names, without the remembrance of Krishna, then they become futile. So the last line which points out is Vinayat Pada Dvamboruha Samsmutim Vijayate Devah Sanarayanaha. That without the remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, by which one can conquer samsmriti. So first he starts with Kulshekar Maharaj. Amnaya bhisananya aranya ruditam. Amnaya means refers to scriptures. Abhisanani is to study. Aranya ruditam is like crying in the wilderness. So Kulshekar Maharaj is giving the most graphic metaphor over here to illustrate how normally scriptural study is said to be very nourishing and strengthening for our devotion, and it is. But if somebody doesn't know what is the ultimate purpose of scriptural study, and one does it without remembrance of Krishna, then scriptures are so vast, lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of verses, and every verse is so complex. Many verses are so complex that they have many, many meanings depending on how we see the context, how we see the meaning of the Sanskrit word. Aneka shastram bahuveditavyam. Aneka shastram. There are so many scriptures. Bahuveditavyam. That there are so many meanings to each word. So, unless one has a compass about where one is supposed to go within study of scripture, even the study of scripture can bewilder and confuse and bring despair within a person. Because one studies one kind of scripture and one finds one thing, another kind of scripture and one finds another message over there. And how does one reconcile it? And one gets just totally confused and disheartened. So just as when a child is crying in the wilderness, actually the very fact that it's a wilderness indicates that there's nobody who's going to come to rescue that child. And the only way the child can be saved is if somebody specifically is passing by that way and hears the crying and comes there. Otherwise, the aranya ruditam, crying in the wilderness, means that actually crying for no profitable purpose. One is lost and one is helpless, but actually the crying in the wilderness often may attract dangerous predators rather than any helpful travelers over there. So one can get lost in scriptural study if one doesn't have awareness that the compass, that the goal, compass shows us the direction which leads to the goal, that is remembrance of Krishna. So when we remember Krishna and understand that Krishna is the goal, as he is told, Vedaishya Sarvairahameva Vidyo, by all the Vedas I am to be known. And with this remembrance and devotion and faith in Krishna, when we study scripture, then gradually by Krishna's mercy, the apparent contradictions in the scripture start falling in place. And we start seeing a holistic picture imagining, where we see a master plan of Krishna, where the apparently contradictory statements are actually statements given for people at different levels of spiritual consciousness, and to gradually get them to rise to the highest level. So even when we do our scriptural study of Srila Prabhupada's books, we need to keep this in mind, that if we get caught into the grammar, the historical analysis, the textual analysis, the intertextuality, all these academic concepts, we may end up studying scripture and letting our hearts stay alone, desolate, separated from Krishna, crying alone in the wilderness. But if we remember Krishna and then study scripture, then we can get scriptural study can be a rich, nourishing and fulfilling experience. And that remembrance of Krishna is most easily and fruitfully cultivated through the chanting of the holy names. So here, it's indicated that chanting is so critical that it will bring remembrance of Krishna, and that alone will lead all other religious activities to their fruit. That's why attentive chanting, which brings remembrance of Krishna, is indispensable for our spiritual health also, what to speak of spiritual growth. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.